Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Penny Hardaway, the former consensus first-team All-American at Memphis, first-team All-NBA guard with the Orlando Magic, and he's now, of course, head coach of the University of Memphis Tigers. Been on the job only about 2 months, but he's already secured commitments from four top 150 prospects, three of whom are from Memphis, and he's going to be hosting camps on campus throughout the month of June. The first one is a team camp. That starts June 5th. Then there are two different day camps and an elite camp as well. For information on all of that, go to PennyHardawayBasketballCamp.com. That's PennyHardawayBasketballCamp.com. And Penny Hardaway joins me now. Penny, it's Gary. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Everything's all right. I appreciate you being here. And like I said, 2 months on the job. Has it flown by, or have you settled in? Have you had a chance to catch your breath yet?
Yeah, I'm finally able to catch my breath right now in the month of May. The month of May is kind of slow for us, and it starts back up again in June and July. So getting a chance to exhale a little bit in May.
You obviously get the job and very quickly secure commitments from relevant recruits, both in this market but also outside of this market. Like I said, commitments right now from four top 150 kids, according to 24/7 Sports composite rankings, three with Memphis connections, one outside of the city, three in the class of 2018, one in the class of 2019. As it relates specifically to recruiting, has it gone as well as you thought? Has it been easier, more difficult? What have you learned 2 months on the job doing that part of the job?
Well, it's actually been more difficult because we got into the game late, and it was understood that, you know, when we got into the job that everyone had already had their relationships built with different colleges and different coaches, and we were coming in late. So I guess not to be so tough on ourselves, if we still got the job done, but it wasn't as easy as we thought it would have been. Not saying the guys were supposed to jump at the opportunity, but when we got in late, the relationships were already built. So what we were able to do with the short period of time was really good as well.
It's interesting to hear you express a bit of disappointment about how recruiting has gone, because – here's the truth, and I was talking about this with one of my colleagues at CBS Sports last week. You still secured a top 30 recruiting class in America, and when you combine that with just enthusiasm around the program, season ticket sales, donations, I think you could reasonably say this, in fact, accurately say this. No other coach who's hired in a new job this offseason, and I say this with all due respect to everybody involved, Jeff Capel at Pitt, Chris Mack at Louisville, Dan Hurley at UConn, I don't think anybody has accomplished more in the first 2 months on the job than you have in these first 2 months on this job, and yet you still don't seem satisfied at all.
No. don't take that wrong, Gary. I apologize if it came across that way, because the kids that we got
are the
kids that we wanted.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So we got some really good talent. I'm not upset or really disappointed. It's just we went out to some kids early.
Right.
And you know, that didn't work, and that was it. But as far as the kids that we got, we're ecstatic. We're totally excited about the kids that we're bringing to the program. I mean, we're excited about that. It wasn't as easy, you know, when we first got in because of the reasoning, because they had already, most of the kids had already built relationships with other schools.
I guess my larger point was just the ambition here. You are, by all accounts, from people in this market, but also outside of this market, absolutely killing it so far, and yet your goals are so much higher that the ambition is impressive. That's the larger point I was trying to make. I'm talking to Penny Hardaway here, University of Memphis men's basketball coach. Let me ask you about this, because for about 2 months, everything you've done has been news, has created conversation. We've done segments on this radio station about you wearing a hat at an EYBL event, about your Mercedes-Benz Sprint. Has that been weird at all, that everything you do becomes a massive positive topic of conversation?
Yeah, it's been a little weird, but it's actually been fun. It's been fun because, you know, I'm enjoying just the energy of the city. You know, I'm enjoying that the people are happy and are really anticipating, you know, what's upcoming and what's coming next. And so everything that's going on, and with the energy of the city, the positivity, everything that goes along with that, that comes along with my name, that can make people smile or get excited about it, man, I just count that all joy. It's been fun. It's been weird. because I'm so used to being here. I've been the coach at Lester Middle School and the coach at East High School for the last 8 years. And then now to be the head coach of the University of Memphis, it just exploded and went into another direction. But, you know, it's been fun. It's been lots of fun.
Talking to Penny Hardaway here, Memphis basketball coach on 92.9 FM ESPN. You know, you're 46 years old. I would argue you've been famous in this city for 30 years and been famous worldwide for probably 26, 27 years. And I'm just curious, when you walk around the city now, you've always been Penny Hardaway anywhere you've gone. But is it different, Penny Hardaway, Memphis basketball coach? Do people react differently to you now?
Yes. It's weird. Like I said, I've been here. I've been retired since 2008. I've been in Memphis. And people see me, and they would talk to me, and they would, you know, they would speak. But it wouldn't be the same energy that it has now being the head coach at the university because of everything that's gone into the movement and getting the job and the energy of the city. Like I keep saying, everybody's so excited and everybody wanted to get back to that promise that Cal kind of left us. You know, he had us on top of the world when he was here with all the talent that he brought in and winning and expecting to win. I think one fan explained it to me, you know, we've always been Tiger fans, but it's different when you know you're going to win versus not knowing you're going to win. And that's the atmosphere I want to have around the city again.
And you have already suggested that you expect to be at or near the top of the American Athletic Conference in year one. You acknowledge that what Mick Cronin has done at Cincinnati is incredibly impressive. Greg Marshall is Greg Marshall. Dan Hurley should have UConn respectable again. But you've assembled a roster that is going to give you, I think, a realistic chance at that. How optimistic are you that the NCAA tournament is something Memphis is going to be in next March?
Well, I'm very optimistic. You know, our schedule, we have a really good out-of-conference schedule. And then, of course, our conference is tough enough. Yeah. We only had a couple hiccups last year in the conference with, you know, South Florida and East Carolina. Those teams, they're going to get better this year. But honestly, when I went to the head coaches meeting in Phoenix, we have a really impressive group of coaches in this conference. So it's not like it's a small conference, but I'm very optimistic that with the talent that we have and our coaching staff and what we're going to do, with our guys here on the offensive end and the defensive end, that we can compete for the title next year. And that's not any disrespect for anybody else. That's just, you know, I'm Memphis made, and that's just how we think. We don't settle for second. You don't just settle for maybe next year. No, it's right now, and that's what we're fighting for.
I'm talking to Penny Hardaway here on 92.9 FM ESPN. You mentioned being at the coaches' meetings in Phoenix. You've also been out on the circuit. You've gone in a matter of months from somebody these coaches were trying to recruit from to somebody who is now recruiting against these coaches. How have those relationships changed? How have you been treated when you're around other Division I college basketball coaches?
Man, for the majority of the coaches, it's been nothing but positivity, saying positive things, whether they mean it or not.
Right.
You know, they feel the positive energy comes off. You can see a few guys that are like, hey, I'm not falling for the NBA in college type of deal. You're going to have to show me first. You were a great player, or you guys were great players, you and Mike, but college is different, and you're going to have some skepticism, but that's it. I mean, people are going to be skeptical, but for the most part, large majority of the coaches have been, like, positive and shaking our hands and saying that we're going to kill it and being positive.
I'm talking to Penny Hardaway here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Mike Miller was on this station last week, and he said that Memphis Madness is going to be absolutely bananas. How much thought have you put into that already, or is that still a little ways down the road?
It was two things that I wanted to do when I first took over the head coaching job, and that was to make Memphis Madness a priority and make that be the statement of what the season is going to be. And number two was getting the student section back into the arena so that we can have a legit student section. So Memphis Madness was number one because that's how you show your recruits in the city what you're going to really explode into going into the season. So Mike Miller was right. We're trying to make Memphis Madness the best that it's ever been and even larger than that.
It's funny you mentioned the student section because I believe the first time I ever spent my own money to buy a ticket to an event was to buy tickets to go to the Pyramid to watch you play and be in the student section at the so-called Tomb of Doom. And, like, that was as good in those years as anything you see at Cameron Indoor, as anything you see at Kansas, as anything you see anywhere. What's the key to getting that back? How do you connect with the students on campus now to get them to make it look more like it looked when you were playing?
Well, you have to give them what they deserve, and you have to give them the attention. You have to let them know that they are very important to you and that that they're needed. They are really needed. I've seen a ton of students on campus and the restaurants around campus, and they're all excited. And I say the same thing to every one of them. Hey, we need to get you guys together. We're going to get all of the students that we can together and, you know, and talk to them about, you know, coming to the games. We're going to actually have a contest, and we're talking about this in a meeting last week about what do we want to name the student section, because we need to give the student section an identity and a name, and we might almost bring back wooden bleachers or some type of some situation in the FedEx Forum to let them know, hey, this is their area, because we're going to need that student section to be live. I mean, it's going to have to be energy live, the deciding factor. Not that the other fans aren't going to be, but you got to make your students feel like they're a huge part of your team, and that's what we want to do.
I'm wrapping up here with Penny Hardaway, University of Memphis head coach on 92.9 FM ESPN. Last thing before I let you go, and it's a little off topic, but it's what we've been talking about in this market since the lottery was set. You have a unique perspective on a lot of these prospects who are in this draft because you coached against them on the EYBL circuit. You've been against Marvin Bagley. You've seen Michael Porter. You've seen Trey Young. Is there a guy that you remember from the grassroots level that you can envision being a star either in Memphis or somewhere else? Who is Penny Hardaway's favorite prospect in the 2018 NBA draft?
Well, those two guys that you named, Marvin Bagley and Michael Porter. I know Michael Porter got derailed by a back injury, but him healthy, I saw him at the height of his, you know, high school career when he was healthy. That kid, if he comes healthy, he's second to no one. And the same thing with Marvin Bagley. I've been watching him since he was in sixth grade. He's been dominating on that level since sixth grade all the way up. So those two guys, I feel like they can come to this level and do the same exact thing.
That's interesting. That's Penny Hardaway, head coach, University of Memphis. Remember, the Penny Hardaway basketball camps, they start next month, June 5th, as a team camp. Then they've got two different day camps and elite camp. And if your team or your child wants to be involved, go to the website, get all the information, PennyHardawayBasketballCamp.com. That's PennyHardawayBasketballCamp.com. Penny, I know how busy you are. I appreciate you carving out a few minutes, and I'll see you real soon.
Oh, thanks, Gary. I really appreciate it.
All right. Penny Hardaway here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.